We are continuing with our Kingdom Culture series, and it's part three of the series. And I think there's a bunch of us the last couple of weeks that have been going through life in a bit of a spin. It feels like some of the best words that we can use are that our heads are spinning. That you know, it's just a blur at the moment. I don't know if anyone else is feeling that way. And it's something that comes and stirs us, and something that comes and can take the energy, the life out of you. It's something that can kind of, when you're running and your feet are not hitting the ground, it feels like you're making no traction. You're not moving. But those are the times as well that are, although they're difficult, it teaches us to really go down before the Lord and to seek God and to seek Him in those times. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, actually Lucas was saying it before the service. You know, it's easy to praise God when things are going well, but when things are tough or things are difficult, when you face persecution, it's sometimes hurtful, and it affects your soul, it affects your emotional life, and then sometimes you're just drained and you're exhausted. And in those times, you can dig so deep in the Lord, and you can just experience the goodness of God. And with this Kingdom Culture series, it's been a series that we're building into, and there's so many aspects we can take it into. But it's about living out God's kingdom and God's culture into the world that we are currently facing. With everything and all the culture shifting that's going on around us, a lot of the culture being poisoned by dark standards and, you know, accepting all kinds of moral degrading and failure. They welcome it. Culture nowadays welcomes that kind of stuff. Culture nowadays is open to just shifting wherever to please people, and so not to offend people. And God's calling His church, us, to bring His culture and to infuse it into the world, to save them, to encourage them, to build them up. And so the kingdom culture that I'm speaking on is a kingdom culture that comes from the Word of God. It comes from heaven. It comes from God Himself. And it is something that is revealed to this dying and hopeless world by us Christians, by God's ambassadors. And you know, as we live out His kingdom, it's quite interesting because around us, everything's falling apart. Around us, everything is crumbling. It's being shaken. Everything's getting destroyed, and it's going from worse to worse to worse. It's just being absolutely, it's becoming havoc out there in every single area. You think of how, what we see in our schools and our young people, how they come home saying, this is what is being taught at our schools. This is what we're being taught out there on social media, that it's accepting now to do all kinds of genders and to, you know, embrace all these things that we face in these, in this time. But here's the encouraging part, and we know the scripture, I've used it in the last few weeks, Hebrews 12, 28 to 29, it says, therefore, since we are receiving, we're busy receiving, and we are to receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. And we stand as king, the king's representatives in a kingdom that is not shaken, in a culture that is not overcome, and it's not supposed to be overcome by this world that we live in outside there. And so there's a call for us as believers to stand up and to take God's kingdom principles, His ways, His love, and that's how we live it out, His heart, His gentleness, His humility, His strength, truth. And we're going to take it into the world so that we can represent the Lord. Because the Bible does say that we are ambassadors for Him, aren't we? We're ambassadors for the King of Kings. We represent Him, and we actually speak on behalf of God to this dying world. And I always say there's such a battle within us that we've got to be so careful not to falsely represent the King and His kingdom. You know, many times I hear in the places out there, not necessarily from our church people, but you hear out there, people, I was at a car park a little while ago, and in the car park, there's this gent sharing things with me, and there's three or four other people there, and someone else from a different religion standing there, and he's talking about how, as he got a bunch of Christians together to take a knee and to pray, and to stand up against what's going on in some of the places, and some of the workplaces around, he says, even in the schools where my kids are going, and as he did that, every second word he's using is the F word. And I was standing there going, oh no, what are you doing, dude? You know, you are now saying Christians must stand the F up and we must declare what we're effing doing and what we effing believe. And I go, oh, and I shivered and I shook and I was like, oh Lord, no. This is a guy who's representing your kingdom. Representing your kingdom. He's speaking out as a Christian. I was like, oh Lord, it's shocking. And I thought, gee, now that's some serious stuff. Not many people go down that boat and that route. But I suppose in our lives, are we being patient with others? Are we being kind with others? Are we being loving? Are we being gentle? Are we being people that speak the truth? Are we uplifting people and stirring them? Because if we're not, we're in a similar space to that man who was really destroying his ambassadorship as a representative of the king. And God's calling us all in all areas of our lives to represent his kingdom culture everywhere we go and push back the incoming darkness. Push back the incoming darkness by how we live our lives. And so we see how culture is shifting all around us out there with all these gender issues, with confusing sexuality and same-sex marriages and abortion and all these kinds of things changing and shifting. And the more we see it, we realize how everything's degrading around us. All morals are just being thrown out the window. And here's the thing, how do we as Christians respond to culture out there? How do we as Christians face these things? I'm going to give you 3 or 4 points this morning, and I'm going to emphasize really the last one, which is, I believe, the best mix of how we respond to shifting culture there, because we have got to know our place as ambassadors and represent the king. And so there's a few responses. Here's 4 of them that I'm going to put on the boards now. We either accommodate it, we accommodate culture and the shifts in culture, or we oppose it, or we withdraw from it, or we engage with it. And so let me explain just a couple of these things, just as an interesting topic this morning to share on. If we were to accommodate, and those Christians who accommodate the shifts in culture, especially those negative ones, the sinful stuff that's being shoved down our throat and our kids' throat, if we accommodate it, what often happens, it's all about tolerance. If you fall in this boat as a Christian and you are accommodating of culture, it means you tolerate culture and you tolerate what's going on outside. You accept every lifestyle and belief. What accommodators do is they see the shifts of culture towards same-sex marriages and legalizing abortion and acceptance of fornication and all these kinds of things. And really what accommodators do is they go, it's no big deal. You know, it doesn't really faze me. So we tolerate it. Then there's the second thing, which is we oppose change. Now, in some senses, there's a way to oppose change, but often with the people that oppose change is they are kinds of people that will, they like to just pick somebody who's speaking something, and whether it's, and let's say it's not true or it's evil or it's sinful, and they oppose it with a lot of anger and rage and a lot of, they treat that person as an enemy. And they begin fighting, and their heart is just to fight with these people and crush them and to destroy what they're saying because it's wrong. And people like that treat others like enemies in a sense. They don't listen to others and they don't engage with them. The third way is a lot of Christians withdraw from it. They withdraw from culture. So they'll say, what's the use of taking part? And I think a lot of us kind of slip into this kind of response to culture. What's the point of engaging with it? What's the point of standing up because they're not going to hear me? What's the point of, you know, I'm just going to withdraw. I don't want to get, you know, that's some of us, and it's quite true. I don't want to get in the line of fire between the opposing parties. I don't want to be there standing there and all these comments and these things. So I'm just going to like take a step back and I'm not going to engage. And often people like that withdraw also maybe that they don't take a strong view on something. They'll often sit on the fence or have no opinion around these topics or won't express their opinion. These three reactions all hold maybe something positive, but a lot of it is negative. The fourth response is for us as Christians is to learn how to do it, and that's for us to engage with culture. Engage with them. As we engage with culture, what we're really doing is we are coming in with our God-given identity in Christ as a representative of the Lord and His kingdom and His word, and we speak and we reveal His heart to people around us. And so we come in, and we come in with a loving kindness. We come in with compassion when we engage. We come in with wisdom, and we come in with truth, but also with grace and with love. And God's calling us as Christians not to withdraw, not to oppose it with hate speech and get angry and fight with people, but is to engage with this culture that's shifting in, because the responsibility for us as the church is to represent the Lord and to push back darkness. It's to push back the darkness that is busy coming in and taking over and crushing our morals and crushing all kinds of truth and trying to change the church, squash the church, and take our truth from the church. If we look at it from the top, they accommodate. Those who accommodate change lose the sharp edge of truth, because they're all about tolerance. Those who accept and show this kind of tolerance, which is something also that we often do as believers. We tolerate it, we kind of just put up with it because it's overpowering. Doesn't it sometimes feel like overpowering to us as Christians? Everyone seems to be just taking on the standards of society and running with what society speaks and what says. You know, don't offend and don't hurt that person. So what do? We just kind of tolerate it and we ignore it. But people like that, and if we fall into this boat, what we actually end up doing is we lose that sharp edge of truth that we have within us and that we have with God's word to speak into people's lives. And so people, you see with this accommodating kind of people group, behaviors that were called a sin a long time ago are now acceptable topics for people to laugh about on TikTok. People that accommodate culture are now people that will sit back often and they'll laugh at the videos. They'll laugh at, you know, videos and sitcoms encouraging fornication and same-sex marriages. And they'll just kind of accept it. And oh, it's so popular out there. I'm not going to, you know, worry about it. I'm not going to fuss too much. The second thing with those who oppose change, can lose their sense of grace and love and mercy for those that disagree with them. Because those who oppose change in a very harsh way with a lot of anger lose the impact and the love of God for people. If you fall into that, I'd say, in the negative sense of opposing people. And so we've got to be careful that we don't just stand up and speak the truth, but treat people as an enemy, because we lose our impact with them. We hurt them. We push them away. And that's also quite common within the church. We want to stand for the truth of God. And so we hear something false and we jump up to address them. But in it, we end up pushing people away because we become hurtful and we lose our opportunity to engage with people because we cut them off. We treat them as an enemy and we don't talk with them and feel their heart and understand why they're saying this stuff. What's got to their hearts? What's confused them maybe in a negative sense in their lives? And those that withdraw from this culture and this changing culture, often what they do is they lose their God-given opportunities to represent Christ in this lost and confused world. If you withdraw from culture, which is, I think, where most or many Christians sit, if they're one of those top three, if they withdraw, we lose our opportunities to represent God and to speak the truth into people's lives. And I want to encourage you this morning, I want to stretch you this morning, is engage with culture. Take God's word, His truth, into your workplaces, into your family, into your situations, into your school places, and engage with God's truth. Use it as the sharp, double-edged sword that it is, and engage with people in this world. The Bible does say to us in John 17, verse 13, that we are in this world, but we're not of the world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. So don't get sucked up into culture either, the wrong kind of culture and sinful culture. Don't join them, speaking truth against them. The Bible obviously says in Matthew 5:13 that we are the salt and the light. And if we're not adding salt to this world, it's like just salt standing on the side of the table, not being thrown into the food. And that's sometimes how we are, because we've withdrawn. I'm not going to get in the line of fire. I'm not too excited about getting involved in debates, so I'm going to just take a back seat. Then you're like salt that is just left on the side of the table, never being added to food, not giving taste to the food, not bringing out flavor, not taking the food and cleaning it, because often salt is actually used as a cleaning agent. Salt is used to clean wounds. Then you're salt, or you're like, yeah, you're salt put aside, or you're like a light that's put under a bowl that's not being seen by this world. And so we've got to engage with culture, but we've got to do it in our God-given identity as representatives of God and His kingdom. So as we interact with people with truth and grace, never accepting or affirming their sins, we've also got to be very, very careful not to condemn people. And we've got to be careful not to withdraw, but follow the example of Jesus. And you know, when we look at the life of Jesus, I'm always amazed. He was always in the middle of everything going on. Jesus never withdrew. Jesus always moved towards the outcasts. You know, Jesus always moved into the dark situations and engaged with the lepers, and He touched the lepers. He engaged with those that were living in sin. He didn't just leave them. And so I want to stretch us to think a little bit about these points, and just to pray through them in our own quiet times. Is, are we living like Jesus? Are we representing Jesus? Are we engaging with people and going into their circumstances? And are we sowing in truth with love and grace? And are we addressing these issues and trying to save people from going down the wrong path and from destroying their lives? I look at Jesus and I see that He wasn't threatened by people turning away from Him. Jesus wasn't threatened by people turning away from Him. You know, the Bible actually shows on a couple of occasions how people looked at Jesus and they actually said, the truth that you're speaking and what you're saying and what you're asking of us is too difficult. We can't accept this. And they left Jesus. A number of His disciples or followers, big crowds of followers, would leave Jesus because they couldn't take on and adjust to what God was calling them to do. And so Jesus wasn't afraid of losing people that were not fully committed to His ways. And so I want to encourage you, as you lead by example and you lead like Christ, don't be afraid that when you speak truth and you engage with culture, people are going to turn away from you. People are going to leave you and not hear you. Don't let that discourage you. Don't let that put you into such a place where you start giving up sharing the truth and you withdraw. Accept that it's coming your way. Know that the persecution and the tough times are coming your way, that people are going to take or speak negatively about you, that are going to run you down. But God wants us to stand up in this dying world. It's a, as we always say, it's a confused, dying world, a hopeless world. And we are the light. We are the light, the children of light that represent the Lord. If we accommodate this culture, we diminish our impact. If we oppose culture in the wrong way, being harsh, we hurt God's reputation. If we're unloving, abrupt, and rude. If we withdraw, we isolate ourselves. But if we engage with love and wisdom and grace and courage and kindness and truth, knowing where our limits are, knowing what to address, knowing when to go on and leave a situation where it is, then God will use us powerfully to bring transformation in our workplace, in our families. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 10 says, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I love verse 10, tying into our message this morning. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. We carry around, isn't that quite amazing? We carry around the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our bodies. And so we bear his kingdom. And as I said, we are the hope to this dying world. We are the changers of culture as we engage with it in a godly way. So Isaiah 41 verse 10, for those that feel that in this battle, standing up against culture and it may be destroying you or hurting you or people coming against you, you know, and opposing you, bringing that hurt, let me encourage you with the scripture as you walk with the Lord. It says in Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Lord, this morning we thank you for this time, and we thank you that we could just come in and be with you and enjoy your presence. And Lord, as we stand strong in this hopeless, dying world, Lord God, we thank you that, Lord, your kingdom cannot be shaken. Your kingdom, Lord, is everlasting. You stand firm, Lord. Your word will always stand firm. And so, God, we thank you that we have the hope that is set in you and your word to stand strong, that, Lord, your word says that as we go and as we follow your word, as we live for you, God, that you will bring these blessings and this peace upon our lives, that we will experience life because we sit on a strong foundation, you, Lord Jesus Christ, and your word. And so, Lord, we pray that you would be with us as we engage with culture, as we speak the truth and as we confront it in love and with respect, but as we represent you, Jesus, may your presence give us the strength and may it uphold us. May your spirit give us the words to speak with the right heart attitudes, Lord, living like you, Jesus, amongst the dying world. Lord Jesus, as you went, as you were the light, the salt, as you were the hope to the world, Lord Jesus, you spoke that to us, your disciples, saying, now you are the hope. You're the light. You're the salt of this world. So, Lord Jesus, we take that responsibility and we take hold of it, God. And we pray that you would help us to live this out and to encourage and to strengthen people. And if it's one person that grabs the truth out of a crowd of people and it changes their lives, Lord, we just pray that you would use us for that one person. Lord God, help us and strengthen us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.